Parshas Baruch HaKosai is the Yinyanim of Shemitah, Yovel, and so on. In the Yinyanim of Shemitah and Yovel, you know, the Teichen of the Mitzvah, there are two Nekudas that are kind of interplay in what the Inyan of Shemitah and Yovel is. On one hand, there's an Inyan of, I guess, Emuna Bitochen, that on knowing that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's and so on and so forth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'chitoyimu Manoichal, the Shana Shvi'is and so on. So there's an Inyan of the person himself being Bateach and understanding everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And then there's a second Inyan, which is a Tzedakah Inyan. It says that in this year it should be for the Behemah, for the Chaya, and it's interplays with the getter of that we have Kalakoil and so on. There's a sort of an element over here of a Tzedakah Inyan. And there are Psukim and Chazal in both ways, whether the Iker is a Tzedakah Inyan or the Iker is the Bitach Nemun Inyan. But Eshaloyeh, the both Inyanim exist, and Pashtus, they're both together one Inyan. It says, Voiseh Shabbos Oros Lachem L'Ochlo, L'Chola Abduchol HaMasechol, Tzchichos HaShofa Gormimach, there are mashmos in both of them. So Bal Korcho, both in Yanim are Yainik from the same Sheresh. Both in Yanim are come from the same Inyan, and we try to understand it. There's a Safra over here, the Torah's Kranim. He says like this. He says, V'ha'aretz le'simachal etzmisus, you can't say it's Yisrael forever, ki li ha'aretz, it's Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki geirim v'seishavim atam imodi. You are geirim v'seishavim. So the Torah Kadim says, v'arze mochel etzmisus lehultanis, which means, hultanis, it means completely, ki li ha'aretz altera einecho bo. You shouldn't have, feel bad about it. The fact that you can't buy it forever, you have to give it back, because it's not really yours. Ki geirim v'teishav matem, al tasu atzmichem ikah. Don't make yourself into ikah. V'chein oimer ki geirim anachnu fanecha teishav v'kol aviseinu. V'chein David oimer ki geirim anach imach teishav v'kol avoisai. Atem imodi. It's again going on the pasuk. Dayo le'eved shir k'rabbi. K'shetia shali areyu shalachem. So the Sifri says that if you'll be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll get to be in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning that in as much as Klal Yisrael keeps Shemitah and Yovel and so on, that's a schus that Klal Yisrael stays in Eretz Yisrael. But the Chazal is darshan, the Torah's Kanan is darshaning here something, that the bottom line is atem imodi, ki ger v'toshav atem imodi, ki'ilu when you're a ger v'toshav imodi, then it is shalachem. So if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, then it's Shalachem, if not, not. But I try to understand the teichen of the paradox. Why don't you just say it's not yours? If Lamashal, if somebody comes along and gives me a chayfetz, he lends me a chayfetz, I can use the car for a day. So when I give it back, if I'm a ketan moyach, so I'm very sad, I lost the car. If I'm a little bit about das, I say you only had the car for a day, so fine. But the Chazal is saying that's not the end of the pasuk. If we just say, listen, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you for 50 years, and that's that. The pasuk, it says, if you do it, then you'll have it. It's like saying, if you give it back to the other person, then he'll let you keep it forever. There's a stira there. Somewhere along the line, there's a paradox. What does it mean if it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will be yours? The Rambam, in the famous Rambam, Shemit and Yovel, that we've mentioned a few times, to the Rambam at the end of Zroyim, he says why El Shevet Levi wasn't Zeicha in a Chelek Eretz Yisrael or Bebizim Echov, Bibnei Shehuv the Lavid is Hashem Leshor Sar Lohiris Drachov and so on, Lefiko Huv the Lumidake Olam, and they're not Zeicha Latzim Koyach Gufam, and that's why it says Baruch Hashem Cheloi and so on, Vehu Baruch Hu Zeicha Lehem Shenem Ani Chelkom Nachlasecha. Then he says not only Shevet Levi but anyone that's not Veruchai, Lamed Hashem Leshor Sar Avdoi. And so on and so forth. Harizin is Kaddish Kaddish Kaddoshim. Via Hashem Chelkoi v'Nachlosei Loel Mol Malamim. V'yizkeloi or yizakeloi boilam haze dova maspikloi k'moishe zochel kanal l'viyim. So l'maisa, basically the bottom line is trumas ha'maisris. The halacha is telling us that a person who's menadev takarish baruch hu, his mitzias, his time, and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him something like Trumas HaMaisis that a Kohen gets. The Rambam should have been in the end of Trumas HaMaisis. It's not a terrible, terrible kasha, because the Rambam HaMaisis saves B'dach Kaldin Yonim of the Musa, he saves to the end of a Sefer, and it's the end of Zroim. But L'chura from Shemitah Yovel itself, he could have bought a Raya that you see all of Klal Yisrael for three years, depending on the Yovel or Shemitah. They weren't Zerea, they weren't Kaitse, and still they had what to eat. So don't worry, you'll have what to eat. The Rambam doesn't say it that way. The Rambam says it, he specifically does Kahanim and Leviim, and specifically, Trumas HaMaisis is what he's alluding to, K'moisha Zohar L'Kahanim Leviim, which is Trumas HaMaisis. So it should have been a Trumas HaMaisis, and Midach Gisef, it's the end of Shemitah Yevos, he doesn't allude to the Midas Bitochen. If someone were to ask us, where does it say Bitochen the Torah? That's the parasha of Bitochen. So the Rambam is holding there in Shemitah of Yevlis, doesn't say, just like Klal Yisrael survived a few dozen Shemitahs of Yevlis and none the worse for the wear, and they had what to eat. The same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mezakeh, whoever's Batech Hashem. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam alludes specifically to Kohanim Leviim, which is not Minyan Shemitah of Yevlis, it's Minyan Shemitah of Maisis, and specifically mentions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mezakim something like Kohanim Leviim. So the Rambam is not darshaning the place where he's holding at, and he is darshaning the Inyan, which is someplace else, of Trumas HaMaisris. There's another Nekuda, there's a guy in here, it says like this, it says by Yovelis, it says that the end of the Yovelis, it says, across him drawer ba'eretz achol yeshveha, Yovelis tielachem mishat mishachuzos vishamfachta teshuvu. So Chazal say that drawer is like a tzipa drawer, and it says, across him drawer, it says, the Gemara says, Rashi brings, Omer Yehuda, my loshon drawer, kiremedaire beidaire, like somebody who lives temporarily, I guess, and it says he brings chayra all places. So the Rashi says like a seicha. I mean, the one's very strange. Kivdaya beidaira and a seicha that travels to all places. So the Goyin says two things. First of all, the lashon like had a chayra come into here. So the Goyin tells two darves secharis in the Megillah that the diary and mischar. But the Goyin says a strange mushel. The Goyin says there are two types of people that live for free. And normally, there's no such thing as a free lunch. But either you have cousins and friends, and that's a free lunch. The guy comes for lunch, he's a friend of yours, he's a cousin of yours, you put him up. Or a businessman who travels from place to place when he sells goods, the normal minig is that the koine treats him to lunch. The peddler that comes around, he also gets a cup of coffee. That's the tushdom. So first of all, two mishalom. The guy picked out two inyanim where you get a free lunch. Either the person is a friend or relative, or somebody who's selling stuff. It has to be, we're talking a classification. I could think of other mishalom. The Goyin obviously is putting down two mahalchim in things that are for free, and I assume that the hadgosh in the pasuk is dafke kiremedayri beidayri, and like some of the schayra, that it's the krosim drawer for the avodim has to be like the seicha. Mind of kamina, what are we talking about here? What does it mean exactly that he gets the freedom like a seicha? And that's where and that's what he eats. So try to understand what the guy means over here. So let's take a look. Let's be mispain a little bit on the Inyan of Bitochen, which is the backbone of it. and understand it in a different way. The normal mahalach of bitachin is that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, promised that he's going to give us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zonim and finance called abrius, and he intends to do that. And b'meila, if we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it, and we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's true, we should automatically feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us. That's basically the mahalach of bitachin that, as understood, pashut. The truth is, it's a much deeper mahalach than that. It's a mahalach, it's a shaila in a whole tzugang. And that's the nekuda that I want to speak about. There's a stira in there's a mishnah on bitachin specifically in Talmud Torah. In other words, on bitachin itself, there is no special mishnah except for Pirkei Avos, which deals with midas. There's no halacha and hilchos bitachin that a mishnah could talk about. One place there is. There's a shaila. It says chayev, a father's chayev to belamed is b'nai umnis. On that, Reb Noroi says the only umnis I'll teach him is Torah. And on that, the mishnah says meyomai l'reisi. Sabol, a shul, and a zev, doing different work. If they who are born to serve me get a free meal, certainly I should be getting a free meal. Except that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, except that a Hereses Maisai, and therefore I lost out. So the only place Bitochen Stam is not a din. It's not a din in the sense that it has no halachic expression. Whereas bitachin in Talmud Torah and or the way the Rambam says lama d'sharas Hashem does have halachic expression. So you have the mahalach of bitachin as regards someone who's sitting and learning or someone who's also kulam v'ris Hashem has a halachic mitzias. It's a machlokes. Is Torah an umnis or not? That teaching him is called giving an umnis, and on that. Chazal it said what he said. So let's try to understand that Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Bemis, I should have. I never saw a fox or a lion or a deer having to do any manual work. I never saw them acting as harvesting a field. I never saw them delivering stuff. So. Ella, I was Hereses Maisai. So the mashmos in Chazal is ki'ilu that if the person was not, had we not sinned, we'd not have to do anything. We'd get everything on a platter. Like Chazal say that the malach ha'shoras would certainly basar and yayin and so on and so forth. There are two problems with that. First of all, the seichel rebels against it. Not doing anything is not something that a person really wants to do. If I tell a person, you know, you could have a quarter of an hour rest now, or you could lay down for an hour, a person welcomes it. A week's vacation, a person welcomes. But if I tell a person, here is a trust fund, and you can sit and do absolutely nothing for the rest of your life. The condition for getting the trust fund is that you do absolutely nothing for the rest of your life. Any bar das would reject it very, very soon after the offer is made. A person wants to do something. So the idea that if we wouldn't have been chayter, then we would do nothing is an idea that we rebel against. Seichel is not mekabelit that to say that a person without before the chet admirishin he was destined to do nothing. Besides seichel, it's a pasuk. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu put him la'avdol l'shamra. He put him into the gan to take care of it. It's called Aveda and it's called Shmira. So what does it mean that the person could have done nothing? Kadosh Baruch Hu put him in this world to work. Allah Abdul Shamra, Adam Lamal Yulad, V'chayna V'chayna. So the Havana of the stira between the Mishnah and Kedushin that says that had a person not been Chayta, the person would have been destined to be like the Tzvi where he doesn't have to do work. And the pasuk love the shamra, there's a havana of it in a din in trumas and maisus. The halacha is that a kohen that helps out, that's Messiah Beis Agonis, is you can't give him truma, and it's called v'shichatem bris alevi, that you destroyed the bris of Levi. So if somebody, the person can't go to Kain and say, listen, or the Kain can't go and offer to the Bailam, I'll work a few hours for you helping you harvest, and the trumas are my, I have an exclusive on the trumas. So the Pashto Pshat is, there's something about it, it's kilu not yashrus, most Rishonim learn that it's Rabbanu de Gittai Palacha, it's corrupt, there's something wrong with it. The Ritva says a Pshat that's a much more Me'ikar Adin de Gittai Pshat. He says, because the Torah said Chelev Avoidaschem V'loi Chelev Melachtechem. That's the Ritva in Kedushin. That Shuma has to be Chelev Avoida and not Chelev Melacha. What is it? I mean, I guess the Pashto Pshat in the Ritva is that Avoida is what Kahanim do, is called Avoida, and Melacha B'derech Klal is Sheshem Tasem Melachtecha, that mundane work, secular work. But there's an akuda here, the Ritva splits Chelev Melacha from Chelev Avoida. So let's understand the Ritva, and that carries itself the key for understanding the other inyanim. The difference between Avoida and Melacha is creative work. And that's why on Shabbos, it has to be Melacha Dafka. Melechas HaMishkan, Melechas Machsheves. Melacha is a type of work where a person has an image, the muscle, of the table that he's going to carve out. He's a craftsman. He thought of the table. He carves out the table to fit the image. That's Melacha. Melacha is creative work, and it's work where you set the goal. Melechas Machsheves is what the Torah asked, and Melech Machsheves includes basically in a rough way that the goals and reasons for the work you determine. If somebody does something accidentally, if somebody does something for a different tachlis than what the Torah had in mind and so on, it's lacking in a general sense of Melech Machsheves. Those are the nyanim that are under that broad category. Avoda means I do work for a tachlis that someone else determines. We've said many times, an Eved is someone who works for goals that someone else set. So Eved includes the work component in the sense of physical expenditure of energy. The person is basically just a machine for expending energy. That's Eved, and that's Avoda. So Asada is usually called Avoda because it's kind of boring, routine, just keep on plowing. Melacha is usually a craft, and it means you determine the tachlis, the goal, the tzura, and so on. That means avodah melacha. A person definitely was created to do something in the world. Without that, there's no purpose to his creation. There are two types of setups of work. There is a work where a person sets his own goals and fills them. That's melacha. There's a second possibility where a person is working for someone else. The work goes to the boss and the boss pays him the salary. If he's not a partner in the business and he worked all week long chopping wood, at the end of the week the boss can tell him, you know, sales were disappointing, and we haven't been able to get the wood out. He worked, he gets paid for it. That's the difference between Avdus and Melacha. A person comes into this world with two mahalchim vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one mahalach where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadoin Kol Olam, and a person was created La'avda L'Shamra. A person was created to harness his shoulders to Avodas Hashem, and that's one mahalach. And the second mahalach is a person cuts himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates his own goals, and tries to fulfill his own needs. Those are two mahalachim of a person, what we'd call generically working this world, but specifically it's two different worlds. Before the chet of Adam Arishin, where Adam was kulit dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was la'avdo l'shamra. His avoda was avoda, and that's why it's called avoda. It's tachlis and its parameters were determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person harnessed himself to the way an axe would harness himself to a plowshare of a balabais. When the person harnessed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says malachim watzolim and mashkim le'yayin and misam le'yayin and mitzolim le'basa, the metaphor is not a metaphor for how relaxing it was that Adam could sit with his feet on a desk or on a beach, and malachim stood around him suddenly busted. That's not a person not created to be idle. We know it. A person also understands, like we said before, if you give a person a choice, I'll take a trust fund, but tonight if you sit and do nothing the rest of your life, a person would refuse it. So the malachim tzolim means, just like if I have a very valuable worker, I don't let him go and make lunch himself. I tell him, listen, whatever you need or want for lunch, I'm bringing it to you. You concentrate on doing what you're supposed to be doing. And the more expensive and the more valuable a worker is, the more he's meshubah to me, the bigger sense of achrayus I have towards his parnasa, because he has no goals for himself. It's my job. If I have an eved, the eved's welfare is my business. An eved is producing work. The work is 100% mine. So it's my achrayus to take care of him because he's part of my metzias. That is an eved's metzias. So had Adam not done the chet, had Adam not sinned, he'd be working very hard. But he'd be working kol kulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meile, his needs would be taken care of from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is one mahalach. Once Adam sinned, the sin was, the aveir of Adam was, he wanted to disengage from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he's not shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. And he's trying to build his own world. And b'meila he's trying, and b'meila his achrayus is on himself. His achrayus of parnasas, all mitzvahs achrayus becomes himself. That is the Mishnah of Rameh. That's the pshat in the Ritva. If a kohen's mitzvahs is supposed to be that he's oichel mishulchan gavodik mitzvahs, the kohen's job is 100% of his mitzvahs goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and 100% of the achrayus of his kiyum is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he starts being Messiah b'beis HaGranis, then he's breaking that mitzias. B'shichatem es bris alaviyim. It's supposed to be chelav avodaschem v'lo chelav malachtechem. It's supposed to come, it's a different mahalach. It's not the pshat a kohen and levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him parnasa through trumas and maisis. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a whole different mitzias. A kohen still is able to pretty much retain that mitzias of avoda and not malacha. So that's what Ritva says. It's if he takes it because it's avodas hakohenes, he's being oikah the etzem mitzias of matnas kahuna. It's making it chelav malachem and not chelav avodaschem, and that is what's wrong. So chelav avodaschem doesn't mean it's pay for the work you did, which is a mistake people make. Chelav avodaschem means, since you're going with the mahalach of avdas, of avoda, then the chiyuv is on me. Bechlau, in a lot of, in halacha you see it a lot, the mashal, leisachsem shor b'dishay, a person is not supposed to, a shor that is working in tvua has a schus to eat of the tvua that he's working in. He's giving all his work to the tvua and really eats from it. There's a halacha that a poel is eats and Leisachsem shor b'dishay is a din on a poel, and when a poel is working on the field, then you can eat from what you're working on. It's a whole sugim b'metzia, it's a pasik, it's a peyachim b'metzia, and so it's a polim. The chiyuv mezaynus is on you. You see the minig of feeding polim in the Gemara, you see that was nohug the balabais would do it. because the Balabayas completely, the Balabayas was achroy for the Pa'alim b'shas their work. And a lot of the Mishnayis, it seems in the Mishnayis that the stam minig was that lunch would be on the Balabayas. So you have two mahalchim. You have a mahalach in the Bria, where the Bria is completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that the whole Metzias is Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole Metzias, and they get everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Avodah Mahalach. And then there's a Metzias in the Bria where the Misnatik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they get everything, their goals are their own goals, and B'meil, their Achrayas on themselves is on themselves. The midah of bitachin, in a small oifin, is a sniff of emunah. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yedei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachman, then you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilu cherev chadam nafal tzavarai, it's shayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save you. That is a small midah of bitachin. That's the bitachin at the outspring of emunah. There's a deeper element of bitachin. That is, it says by the Goyim, that they asked the Goyim, what's Midas HaBitachon, how to be Magdir, it says, Kegomol HaYonek Mi'imoy. It's like a child who's nursing from his mother. It's not the pshat that the child looks around and says, what's the most tasty thing I can eat? And he decides, to be yonik from his imoy. His mitzias is bottled to his mother, and b'meila, his mezainus is from his mother. He's still a chelik of that mitzias. He's still part of his mother's mitzias. And that's why we spoke. That's why Moshe Avraham Avinu, as long as he was yonik, didn't start looking for anything else, because that's still part of his. He's still part of his mother's mitzias. It's only when he was nigmal that it was shaykhim to be misnatic emotionally also, and sikhlistic also. So a person is still, that's, the mahalach of a yoinik is that he's still part of his mother's mitzias. It's a davar niflan lashon kodesh. The word, the makrim where a child is yoinik from is called shadayim. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives mazon to everything, to everybody in the Bria, is Shakai. It says Shedai velekusi lekol beryo beryo. Same word, and same shayosh, I assume, of Dai. That there's enough HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give. So the pshat is, the Shem Shakai is a pchina of Shedai. It's a pchina where anything that's bottled to that Metzias is yonik from that Metzias. Anything that's mitzurif to that Metzias gets from that Metzias. That's the p'china of Shakai in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mahalach of, the Rambam says, when we spoke in Shvita V'Yavlis, so the Rambam is not, we asked, why didn't the Rambam speak about Truma? In Trumas, that's really where he's coming from. More than that, the Rambam, we've spoken about this a lot of times, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says a person shouldn't be Samech on Tzedakah and so on. And that's a chil, a person can't learn and be Samech on Tzedakah. The Rambam in Hilchas, at the end of Zroim, in Hilchas Shmita V'Yevlis, is telling us, in the world of Teva, there are two Mahalchim. In the Mahalach of Teva, there's a Mahalach of you get for what you work for directly. That's one mahalach. And there's a second mahalach where a person gets in klolius, lamashal. A person plows a field and he grows corn, so he gets the corn that he worked hard for, that he invested his kayach in, he gets that. That's one mahalach. And then it's tit for tat. Whatever you work, that's what came out. And then you have, I'm the manager of the Lord's manor, and I'm achrayin everything. It's not the pshat that if I have to work in the field, I'll get corn, and if I work in the shoe stall, I'll have shoes. Whatever I need is his responsibility. I'm totally his Eved, I totally take care of his affairs. So b'meila, just like his hand is yoinik from his stomach, and just like his feet are yoinik, and just like his eyes are yoinik, the manager is also yoinik. I'm part of his mitzias. I'm bottled to his mitzias. And b'meila, my mitzias is a chelik that mitzias, and I have a chiyuv to he has a chiyuv to feed me, like to feed every part of himself. So the Rambam is telling us, the gilui over here is that there's a person can't, nothing for nothing doesn't exist. So a person says, I'll learn in Talmud Torah. But it's in Hilchos Talmud Torah, what he says is wrong is, the person's mitzvah is Talmud Torah, stam, he'll learn. And we all take money, I'll take money from tzedakah. That's wrong. The Shevet Levi is the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his whole mitzias kulei kodesh, and he has no mitzias but kodesh. So b'meila the person himself is taking for the person himself is being yearning from a different mahalach. How do we know such a mahalach exists? Because the truma is a maisus. So he's not saying, well, just like Kohen Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Messiah, truma is a maisus, so too have be talking. Kohen Levi didn't have to be talking, he had Trumas Maisus. He knew there was a fixed 10% that would go to him. What's the Shaila? The Rambam is telling us there's another Mahalach and had to live in the Bria. There's a Mahalach where a person lives in and he lives for himself, and B'meila, whatever he does, he gets. In that Mahalach, Tzedakah is repugnant because it means you didn't work. You sat and did nothing, and someone else did the work. That's Matas Chinam, and that's something that's very sunny, unless one person needs it, unless a person can't do it. That is a bad mahalach. There's another mahalach where the person himself is magdish himself, called Kulei Takarish Baruch Hu, and there that is also mahalach in the Bria, and that's the mahalach of Trumas Amisis. It's the person is home, his whole mitzvah is just like a soldier in the army. He doesn't say himself, well, you're fighting in Iraq, so why should I give you food? Lemaisa, I mean, you didn't earn the food, you didn't plow a field, you didn't grow any corn, you didn't do anything. The teretz is, his metzias is 100% to the army. So he's somebody the army's mazin because that's part of that metzias. That is what the Rambam is saying in Shemitah V'yevos. He's telling us, Truma is showing us where there's such a mahalach. But that Mahalach Taka correctly says it in the Rambam correctly puts it at the end of Zeroyim, A, because it's the whole Mahalach of Zeroyim, like we'll see, it's the din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Bechlal. And the second thing is that it's specifically Shemitah V'yevos is that Metzias. And we'll see in the Safra. That's what Chazal said over here. First of all, that's what the Goyin means. The Goyin says kilikol by dror. He says that they it's kilimedairi by dora and mischere ba'ara that the yeshaften dror is the gosim dror means that the person gets fed like a seicher and not like a relative or a cousin or whatever it is. And we ask, what's the pshat? What are the two halakas? The Goyin says there are two people that get chinam. There's a karev / a karev chaver, and then there is somebody who goes around for schayra from place to place. The Goyin is being megali here, the oimek of the mahalchim of emuna. A person who a cousin or relative, you have a chiyuv on you to feed, because whether the person earned it or not, it's mitzitcha. If he's my karev, there's a din of ripsarach al tesale. It's an asina that has an achrayas, but it's stuck in the achrayas. It's a stam when he comes to the Pesach. I give him a ton of kolshu and that's that. Somebody who's a cousin of mine or a close friend of mine, because of what the kesha has been, I have the obligation and responsibility to give him a matnas chinam. That's the mahalach. An eved, as long as the Eved was an Eved until he was released, so that type of Eved I certainly have to feed. That's not free. I mean, he's an Eved to me and he's working, so he's getting from me, That's Tmuras Avdus. There's another Hechetimtz of that Mahalach, and that is when somebody has an expense account. A person, I'm interested in people coming and giving me Schayra. So I need to buy Schayra. So the person goes around from town to town. I want him to come to my town so that I have Schayra, so I give him free meal. I put him up and bring him to the town because that's the way in which I can have the choice of Schayra to use. So the Goyen says, that's Pshat and Chazal, like somebody going around to be Seicher in Israel. The Ram, what the Goyen is learning up in here is that Eved is while he's Meshubet to the Karka. Eved is very easy to see. He's on the Karka, he's plowing, and I have to feed him like the animal, or else he's going to starve and not going to get work out of him. In somebody traveling on business, there's a kind of combination of his independence. He's coming because he wants to sell goods and it's for his toilets, but tachlis, it's my interest, and that's why I put him up. So the metzias of an eved after he's meshuchar, after he's gone free already, the Torah says you have a chiyuv to feed him. It says after he goes free, there's 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur that he sits around and drinks and so on and so forth. And on my cheshbon, I look at him as somebody that he's important. In other words, his achrayus is on me, and it's not at stuck in the goyfin. That's the mushal of that's what the goyin says. There are two types of free eifanim. One is like my small children. I have a chiyuv to even finance them. They're not meshubet to me. I don't get anything out of them. But it's my chiyuv. That's at stuck in the together. Like Chazal say taker. That's why you said stuck. A kolsha is somebody that's mefarnes young children. And there's a second, I need to have customers, I need to have peddlers come all day because that's the only way I get schayra. So the giving him for free is because even though on the face of it he's an independent agent and he's working for himself, down on the bottom it's my need. He's fulfilling a need for me that he comes around and keeps offering me stock and schayra that I could sell later. That's what the guy means of him. Let's go back to the Indian over here. In Shemitah v'Yovelis, we said there's two Inyanim. There's a stock Inyan that seems to come through, and there's the Likol Aretz, and the person doesn't own it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. The bottom line is that it's one Inyan. The Inyan is that in the herring that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, a person the hairs that his mitzias is on a Kaddish Baruch Hu also. It's not, a person has to ask himself, and let's understand the oimik of it. Because again, the shaila we placed before about what's a person's tachlis. If you tell a person you have no tachlis in the world because everything belongs to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then what's the incentive of working? Just like under the communists, the society fell apart because there was no incentive to work. I mean, if everything belongs to the community, so what's the point of my killing myself? Nothing is going to me. A person was created with the sheirish of Aveda is that a person can acquire but not acquire. A person can accomplish or not accomplish. Without the sense of a person doing and accomplishing, there is no world. And b'meila, that's why communism disintegrated, because there's no world, there's no metzias like that. So a person needs to have that feeling, needs to have that push and understand that he's doing something. On the other hand, if a person feels that he's the one that's doing it and it's his and so on, then he's being kaif and a kaddish baruch. That's kaif v'atzi yodiv oslo kol achai lazeh. So manifshach, where is a person, how does a person deherit? If he deherits, it makes no difference what I did or how I did and so on and so forth, then the person basically is taking away any rationale for Aveda, not only just logical rationale. There is no emotional rationale. If there is no job, good done, well done, then if I gain nothing out of it, then I have nothing. There's nothing there that can push a person to work. If on the other hand the person sees the world as his own and he can only accomplish what he accomplishes, and he only has what he did. So that's basically kfir in a certain form. That's kreicher vaytzer yodos haskala chayla zeh. That's novel that said, you know, simri ves pishti ves meimesh asisiv. I'm not going to give to someone else. That type is wrong also. So what is the tfisa that has both in it? The teretz is the tfisa of chelav avodaschem. That the person metzias is, it has a tachlis. It goes to if a person dedicates his metzias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has mishulchan gavaya. In as much as he is bottled, then he gets mishulchan gavaya, and that's his metzias. That's the pshat in the Chazal in the Safra that we asked. It's strange, the paradox of keli kol ha'aretz, that im atem sheli, then you have the aretz. The Metzius of Eretz Yisrael is, that is the mokrim for this type of avoida. The mokrim for avoida is of bitochin is Eretz Yisrael specifically, and that's why all the psukim dealing with bitochin, the big rite of them, deal in with this inyan. The kiloi keretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Yisrael is tolling shomim, and that's where I have to keep looking up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So besides the pashta element of the bitachon, the metzius of Mitzrayim is that you pour a gallon of water, you have soil that has a gallon of water. That is the metzius of it. You did it, and you get what you did. Mitzrayim is mlochadik. Eretz Yisrael is, in as much as you're oyved Hashem, that's how much Geshem comes. It one has nothing to do with the other. Being over at HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his inyanim, and Geshem is in your inyanim. But that's the Metzius of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place, it's the Eretz that's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the place where it's still shayach to some degree, the chelev avodaschem. The Metzius of a person does for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it becomes his Metzius. The Rambam puts it, all of Zrayim applies only to Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah Sakliyas Be'aretz is Zrayim. And the Pasha Tfisi is because it's also Makom Kodesh and Shaykh, all these Kedushas. But the Tfisi of Mitzvah Sakliyas Be'aretz as a whole, Trumas and Maisris and so on, are all, and Shmitas and Yevlis, all revolve around this Nekuda. The land is the makom. A person is boteach in his land, and that's his makom. And the land is where, if you put work in, something comes out. The metzius of a person on land is the closest nekuda vaylus. And in halacha, there's a huge difference between karkaris and metaltlin. And you give a loan without calling karka, and that's why it's not shchir to give a loan without karka. First of all, the metzias of a makom is yishvadas. A beligvul halachas that go around this nekuda. But the bottom line is, the makom where a person has the biggest nisayan is on the land. If you'll take a look at the very earliest Kayin versus Hevel, so Hevel who was a royat sayin gave a better carbon. He was more giving takarish baruch hu, and Kayin, who was Eved Adama, couldn't give that. Because in Adama, a person has the tefisa of his bitach, and it's mine. This is my land, this is where I get it from. The other tefisa that Shaykh is, Mr. Tlisbaris tells us that we're Avadim, we're Eved Adama. It's not Malacha. And whatever Eretz Yisrael gives back, it's Chelav Avodaschem, not Chelav Malachtechem. It's true and true, it's a Maisris. It's true in Shmiz Yevlis, and the Rambam says that this is the mokum where we dehear that there's another mahalach to what we're getting. So the inyan of bitochen is a different tfisa. It's not just a person who says, "Don't worry, Akash Baruch will give it to you." It's a whole different tfisa. Let's give an afkemina. So it's easy to say. So what are you being mechazik? Mechazik emuna, like. For this tefisa bitachon, what's a person mechazik? So I'd like to see the pasuk says by a poel that the poel when he goes to work in the kerem or kamas chaveroi, then he can take and eat savecha. You can eat whatever fills you. You can fill yourself completely on it. You can gorge yourself on it. That's fine. But it says one thing, one night. You can't put any in your pocket. So, I mean, again, the partial reason is because then a worker would be like a locust. I mean, he would come in with huge packets and he would empty out the baal bais. I mean, that's partial. But it's much more ikka than that. If your metzias is an oivet, then what is the pshat that you're taking? I mean, you have no metzias of your own. What does it mean that you're putting in your packets? Your whole metzias is that of the l'shamra. Any time when a person is teifis a chayfetz as being his, any time a person is kaveya something as his, as opposed to the general metzias, that's a pagam already there. And b'meila your mahalak is something else. You've got something of yours also. Then it's a whole different cheshbon. I once heard from the mishpacha, Reb Aaron Kotler's Rebbetzin, was Mayach Yomim long after him. She was Reb Zalman's daughter, Nisha Gdoyla v'chashuva ad mo'id. And she, when Reb Shneya's oldest son got married in Eretz Yisrael, two of the brother-in-laws decided they would go also to Eretz Yisrael. They had never been to Eretz Yisrael, and this was the chasna, and they felt that Pshneya needed someone also. So they bought tickets to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbetzin found out about it before they're going, and she asked them, I don't understand you. You're called kula in the yeshiva. So where do you have money of your own? Manifestal, whatever you have, you can't take from yeshiva. So you're supposed to be completely. Going for you is there's no tzayafit, it's not a need, it's a luxury. And b'meila, there's no makum to take it. So what's the pshat? I mean, the few dollars would make a difference. It wasn't a question of, are you allowed to take it, not allowed to take it. It's a deher of manifestal. The two mahalchim, if you're for yourself, it's got its own klolim. You have to work for yourself, earn for yourself, keep for yourself, and that's the metzias of Adam la'achachet. It's the mahalach of the Reuvel. But if the mahalach of Tchel Vavoidaschem, so what's the pshat? Where do you have something of your own? It just like it requires an understanding that this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give, it requires an understanding there's nothing to keep. Anything, any type of dream or goal or expression of kinyan is automatically a stira nakira of that mahalach. So in the Mahalchim of Yevil and Shemitahs, you have the underpinnings of what the these two Mahalchim are. The normal Mahalach HaBriya is that a person cuts himself off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he earns for himself, keeps himself, and he has his own goals and so on and so forth. That's one Mahalach. The Mahalach of Bitochen with the Heya Yediyah, Bitochen in the Etzem Metzius of the Briya is that there still is a Mahalach of Adam Arishon Lifnei Chet, that it's l'avdol l'shamra, but it's the malachim that are tzoylim and misan l'yayim. A small crack of that metzias we have in the world of Kohanim Leviim. They have no nachla. A Kohen Levi doesn't have a nachla. There's nothing that he can point to and say, this is mine. I worked 70 years. This is mine. I have my little chatzar, my little bais. He doesn't. He has nothing of his own. That metzias is a chel of avodaschem the metzias. A metzias where a person is mevatel himself, kol kulei is metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila his kiyum is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshumas ha-maisris is not stucca. Stucca is where a person has got his own agenda, and instead of working, he wants not to work and to have from somebody else's. That's bad. That's a mita grua b'yosef. But if a person has no mitzvahs of his own, then the kol kulay, the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes a chayav avadasa. Kemuva, like we always say, obviously in the extreme of these two dargis, we're not shayach to. I mean, no one could ever say he's shayach to this mitzvah for chayav avadasa, and he has nothing but so on and so forth. But in darg, obviously, like all other midas that exist in dargis also, in as much the bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a person is makriv his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also in degrees. In as much as a person that has nothing for himself, that it's not a career for himself, it's not a nachla for his children, he has what he needs when he needs. In as much a person has that, that's the mitzias of Yoinik al Imoy. It's the mitzias that the person is completely bottled HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole, everything he has is kula avoided HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila, whatever person gets becomes chel v'avodas.